right. You know what day it is, you know what time it is, and you know it is Sunday, getting ready, already Monday. Oh, my goodness, with the fall back, it is now 1 o'clock in New York. It is 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 7 o'clock here on the Big Island. And you are listening to Mission Possible Radio Show here on BBSRadio.com. Yes, yes, right off the bat, I am opening up the line 877-867-65227. What's the subject tonight? Oh, does anybody out there remember Jonestown? Does anybody out there want to talk about mind control? Does anybody want to talk about the 60th anniversary of the CIA? Does anybody want to talk about the impeachment or the possibility of impeachment of Cheney? Oh, well, the boss, you know me, Boss RJ, I'm here, and I'm ready to listen. But if we're going to talk about Jonestown, because, you know, this is the anniversary, it will be 29 years. Yes, ago today, Americans who had been sent down to Guyana, a place that's near Venezuela in South America, we got reports that there was a mass suicide that took place down there. But I know today everybody realizes that that was a lie. And Jonestown was not a mass suicide. I don't know what you call it. Do 10-year-olds commit suicide? Do children commit suicide? These are stunning revelations that we had back in 1978. That's a long time ago. And I think that one needs to really understand is that although it feels like a long time ago, it to me feels like just like yesterday. And with all that's happening now, and the fact that when you look at the people who are in power today that are holding up the truth, and I can say that with all honesty, that we do have Congress people and senators who are sitting in situations and in spaces that are holding up the truth. There's no other way to put it. You can look at people like, and you could just look at what I call, what the boss calls California 101, is a history lesson in violence, chapter and verse. One can look at California and think of some of the weirdest, senseless, but yet making a lot of sense when you look at the darker side of the government. You can see that there's a definite thread that runs through it historically, where presidents have ate their last meal and had poisoning and no investigations. You bring it on up to all of the different things that were happening. California, you can't see California without saying teapot dome scandal. Every time you turn around, there's some kind of scandal. And now most recently, as we got into the 20th century, which is just closed, and we're now in the 21st century, you can chapter and verse see that there was, in the time when the Republicans, Nixon specifically, was in place, that we saw a rash of violence that came in between that time that Johnson, you know, we're talking about the Manson family, Zodiac killings, the Odin family killings, Chowchilla kidnappings, the Zebra killings, riots, San Quentin shootouts, Soledad murders, all SLA, all of these things. This is California, and even up to in the 90s with the California 101 when all them attorneys and people were killed. You can see that there is something going on, and it smells too much like intelligence, you see. So then you start following it, and you start looking at it, because you start saying, man, it sure does look like so-and-so is at it again. And this is how they know, and they know as much as I know. Problem is, we can't get them to do their job, which is to stop this madness. And I can understand how California can't stop themselves when you look at who's in power. You got Arnold. He's it's cool, you know, but, you know, you can see that, you know, he leans towards that kind of, you know, goose-stepping kind of thought. And then you got women like Dianne Feinstein, and you got her. She goes all the way back. You can see her all through the SLA and working her way through all of these senseless killings that were happening right in her own area. Then you have Madam Pelosi, Speaker of the House. Now, you know, it would make sense for her not to want to get involved in the impeachment of Cheney. It's just too hard to just go back and have to open up all those can of worms. You know, she didn't arrive until 87. You know, Diane got in her office in 92. Oh, my father was ecstatic. She knew, but he also knew that, you know, she was a Jew and that she would push it through. And I myself am still trying to figure out what the heck is going on there because, you know, these are the politicians. Well, not so much Nancy or Barbara Boxer. But see how you got all these women from California, and then you got one of the most violent states where the CIA is just like, you know, you can understand why she don't want to get into it. She's privy to a lot of secrets because she sits on those intelligence committees. That Pelosi lady, you know, she used to. Now she don't sit on any committees. They done bumped her up. But she knows that it'd be, just be too terrible, too hard to even explain how they all slept through it, how they all let it just happen. That's what I'm talking about, you know, and now it makes sense to me. I've been telling you silver's going up, gold's going up, all of these things. It makes sense to me to tell you that the Liberty office was raided by the Treasury Department, that they had all their assets seized, and now they're in a struggle for their life. And I can only say anybody that is holding Liberty Dollars, you know, go to the Liberty Dollars site and sign up for the class action suit. Woo-woo! And if you want to get in on it and just put your 2 cents on what money is and what you believe we as American citizens are allowed to do and all, I mean, because when you really look at it, you can see that that Freedom to Fascism DVD and movie that the late Aaron Russo put together is talking about the IRS. It's talking about these agencies, these advisory committees that set the policies and tell us what we can and cannot do. There's a lot of people who want to challenge the IRS, and I believe that they need to be challenged. I don't think that even a state or government should be bullying its citizens as it tries to exact, you know, payments and trying to cross the T's and dot the I's and all of that, you know. We have to somehow or another realize that we have to question authority, you know, and that's going to be a dangerous thing. But the boss says, go on ahead and do it, you know, because they haven't got a real good foothold. That's why they would have, you know, done it. They'd have put us in our place already. What's our place is, as far as they're concerned, we're not even supposed to exist. Now, a lot of people, y'all keep hearing this word eugenics, and you're going to keep on hearing it until you really understand it. And then you have to ask yourself, is it possible? Is it really possible that there are people in the world who are planning to eliminate a lot of people, you know? And I can't sit by and not point out the fact that there are many ways in which they can do it. And they have and have been working for many, many years to change the game. You know, I think it would be smart and very behoove us all to demand that Congress get some legal authorities to explain to the people, you know, like have a night like on C-SPAN or something like that, where the best legal minds in the world come and interpret the changes that have been made in our Constitution and explain to all of us one more time exactly what it is that we are operating under. You know, is there habeas corpus? can, do they have to read us our rights? If they suspect us, can they just whisk us away and then make their charges stick later? Are we going to be deprived? Will we not get it? Can I get my phone call? No. These are the simple kind of things that, you know, everybody reads and kind of operates under, and then when something happens and you get caught up in the whole whirlwind of it all and you start saying, well, I have rights, and they go, ha, 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 sit down. Ha, 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 you don't have no rights. See here? Yeah, this is no right no more. You don't have that right no more. Oh, you can't do that no more. Mm-mm, that's gone too. And you're as shocked as anything, and there you are in the situation. Now, this is real, folks, because, you know, the scenario is, for those of you who are asleep at the wheel, you know, the Homeland Security done went all the way to Russia. And the reason why I'm talking about this now and how it ties into Jonestown and how 29 years later, coming up on 30 years, we are still dealing with this thing called medical testing, and we are still dealing with this thing called mind control. Now, in 29 years, it has gotten very sophisticated. Now, this is how I tie the two together in the Mission Is Possible. You see, we are in an anti-terrorist mode. In other words, our government has dedicated all of our future revenues and resources to finding these terrorists. Now, they have come up with, in Russia, a way to read our minds, so to speak, that they can test us, that they, you know how they shake us down when we get to the airport, and, you know, and then some of us, put us over in what they call the corral, and then they shake you down some more, and you make you take off your shoes and check your ears and all that, and if you're really, really sweating, they might take you in the office and make you take off all your clothes. There you are, you know. Yeah, and now, you know, that gets to be very time-consuming, right? Now, they just want to put you in front of a computer screen, and this program flashes these pictures, and these pictures, depending upon, you know, you put on this little headgear, and it tells you if you are terrorist material or not, if you got something to hide, drugs or things like that. In other words, they have the ability to scan your thoughts, to scan your emotions, and to read them. The computer reads them. Now, I know you're saying, oh, come on, boss. That possibly couldn't possibly be true, but you got to look at the project that they had come up with, which Hostile Intent, I think is what it's called. Operation Hostile Intent is what it's called. Somebody go ahead and type it into the search engine. I think it's a Homeland Security program that they've come up with because they need to know who the potential terrorists are. Now, see, this is where we're going. Now, they decide who is going to be scanned. Now, I find it kind of interesting. If you had this kind of thing, I'd like to see the President of the United States, be scanned. And all the Congress people and all the people, you test it on them. Because I bet you'll find out a lot of them have terroristic tendencies. I know that they have acceptable levels of violence that they're willing to wage against people in the world. I mean, you should listen to Pelosi. I mean, she's really, really just itching to go off to Iran. I mean, I don't understand how she can say half the things that she says, and she says them with such conviction that it makes me wonder if she's even listening to herself. She's saying that Iran, you know, she was convinced that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and been quoted many, many times, and now she sees correlations and reasons to go off to Iran, too. I don't see it, you see. We have been and have to separate all of this Iran stuff by looking at who it is that they're going after, because like Jonestown, these are places where they are testing people. This is a place where they are having and where they were capturing people, and then they had assassin hit squads that were trained to watch after them and to practice their levels of violence, you see. You have to be trained to be a killer. That's what I think I want most people, the bosses for everybody to understand. Our country is very good at training killers and sending them out into the world. What you have to understand is, well, what kind of people go off to have, you know, training to be killers, to work on assassination teams? Well, I know that they get them from many, many places. There's some people that are, I guess, insane enough to volunteer, but that's not where they get them. They usually have to do better than that. They have to go somewhere, and where they used to go in California, I know, because I can only speak about what I know, you know, because I go all the way back to 1972, California, you know, and the prison systems, and I go back into the mental health system, and this is where I get my information, because I was right there in California when they were doing all these things to these people, and I was objecting then, and I'm objecting now. And it has come down to that these very practices that they practice on criminals and crazy people is now the technology that they're using to scan you at the airport or to interrogate you at your homes or when they bring you in to ask you about where you get your money from or where you been or why are you hanging out with that one and didn't you know that he's a terrorist and you now are suspected of being a terrorist, so put this on or stand over here and now I want you to look at these pictures and it don't matter, you just go ahead and you push the button when you and you and this tests you for your intent, you see. And people are starting to ask questions like, well, what if, you know, you get caught on a bad day and you know, like maybe the dog died or something and you don't feel good or you're premenstrual or something like that? Is it possible that the test? And they're like, nope, nope, this has been tested, this has been tested, it's been tested. We know the criminal mind. We tested this on criminals. We got lots of criminals. And that's where you get those red flags, you know. You see when they say, oh, no, we tested this on criminals. And then you like go, so you're still at it. Because that's what you was doing down in Jonestown. You know, San Francisco was sending all the people that they didn't want to have to deal with and all the mouthy, uppity types. They didn't want to deal with and all the people. And they were sending them down there to Jonestown to be subjects that were work for mind control. And then when Leo Ryan, that's for you people, this is what I'm saying is that when it was found out, they had to have a contingency plan. And that contingency plan was to kill everybody, you see. Now, the way the media play it, the way the State Department plays it, the way the government plays it, is they treated all of those people as if they were not patriots of America. They treated them as if they had turned their backs on America and called them expatriates and all of that. When basically these were women and children and elderly that had been sent down there through the social welfare programs and through the courts, and they were sent down there, and when they were sent down there, they found out that there was no, when they went down to the fathers, that's when they found out there's no way out, you see. Now, that doesn't sound to me like a voluntary program, but yet, in 1978, on November 18th, what we were told was that there was a mass suicide. Now, when you couple all of that with everything else that's going, what is it? People just shake their heads and they go, wow, the world is really terrible, you know? Then when you look closer, you say, whoa, who is doing what? How does this happen? Well, like I said, I haven't finished my thought about those terrorists, and it all ties down to how they chase them. The reason they can chase them is because they know they made them, you see. They go to the prison system. They go to the mental hospitals and they take and select certain types of people and then alter their behaviors and put them in scenarios where they are trained to react in certain ways and to behave in certain ways. And those ways they're hoping will be to be killers, you say. It is not in our makeup. You have to train people to be killers, and There's nobody that can do it better than the United States of America, you see. We have been competing. I would say the Soviet Union, but there ain't no union no more. So, and the Soviet Union been happy to sell all their secrets to us. This is how we get this, mind reader, program. And I know what I'm talking about. Y'all think, I'm putting you on. But yes, the Homeland Security has it down to where they know they can find you terrorists. And they don't mind looking into your soul, into your heart, and holding you responsible for what you think. Now you're going to have to explain why you're thinking the way you do. This is exciting, folks, and the technology is here. They have gears, you know, and they call it. Let me help you out here so you can type it in. Mind Reader 2.0 software. Yes, yes, and the United States company is under contract to the Department of Homeland Security. So Homeland Security has got a contract that they're going to set up and they're going to start using it. And it has to do somewhat with mind control because you are now deep in a person's subconscious. And you are trying to now exact and anticipate. This is the intelligence of the future. This is the intelligence of now. And then the chips, oh, they got it. You know, this is a time of so much choices and so much tension for being a human being that you wonder just exactly where in the heck are all your rights. Yeah, that's it, you know. So I was saying, like I said, we need to have more attorneys stepping forward and explaining to us, oh, no, you don't, no, they can do that. Yeah, that's gone too. And this is important because once we understand this, then all the world will understand what kind of democracy we're trying to bring them. You see. As the president is going around saying that he is for freedom. Remember that he is for limited freedom, you see. He wants to put limits on the freedom. As we are dealing with inflation, we have people who will do anything to keep this from us. And I will do anything to convince you that the dollar is toast, that it is nothing more than a mirage. That it's like that Wizard of Oz. Don't believe the man behind that there curtain. He's telling you one big, big lie. And that is that we're in good standing with the world and that the world is just happy as punch to have us in it. And that's not the truth anymore. The world is trying to figure out how they can get ahead of us now. And they're trying. And, you know, I really do listen to people like Helen Caldicott, you know, She's a very insightful lady, you know, Missile Envy and other books like that. And I tell you, she's the one who said, you know, this is serious, folks. When China wants to have everything that America has, when you start having all those people desiring to have cars and the middle class in China can afford to have cars, that means that then they want gas to run those cars, and that means is that then there is a competition. This has never been and has never really ever been experienced by America before. And now you pay at higher prices at the gas tank. We don't know whether or not what they're saying is true about the amount of oil that there is, but the reality of it is that the barrels of oil is almost at $100 a barrel. That's an amazing, amazing number. And it's going to really, really affect the economy. And so therefore, inflation, slowdown, rises in prices in utilities and power. This doesn't make for happy days are here again. I'll tell you that. And that is why I'm here, because I really want you all to understand these things, that when we are talking about this government, we are talking about a government that has proven itself over and over and over again not to be able to police itself in its own ways, and has been on a roll of a rash of mistakes. This is the most important thing to understand. This is that the correctness of their intentions has been nil. And so therefore it's only led us to look at more and more potential crises all over the world. And I guess y'all know we're extended to thinness. Thinness. This I believe is the plan. I mean, I'm looking at the playbook. And because they're not imaginative, they have a tendency to get stuck on stupid and repeat themselves over and over and over again. That's why, as I talk to you about California, of which I am more of an expert than any other state, because this is where I lived and worked and read the newspapers and experienced the changes that came, and only Californians know that, you know, and I know I have listeners out there. You're listening to Mission Possible Radio Show. This is the Sunday, November 18th, and it is the day that we had, 900 some odd people. They never will ever know how many people. It's a thing where they let us down. State Department let us down. Everybody let us down. Treat those people like they were nothing. And people have gone on to more powerful positions by keeping their mouth shut about what happened. We know that there was a fallout from it and a silencing of two politicians. But this is a good example of how CIA operations and intelligence operations bandwidth politicians to do things in certain areas. And when you really examine it, only Pelosi can examine it even more carefully. And I'm not indicting her for this. I'm just saying this is no one ever really came, ever was tried or Larry Layton, he was just like mush brain. But no one has ever really taken responsibility or has ever been tried for those deaths of those people. And I just think that America, you owe us something here on this one. This one can't go down as all the time. I think we need to change the history book. We need to accept the truth of the matter, that it was a CIA mind control experiment that got out of hand. That once Leo Ryan had blown the covers, that it was and that there were so many systems, the education system, the mental health system, the medical system, all these systems, child protective services, all of these children that they sent down there, the drug addicts, the criminals, they were studying them. And today, now, we have airport security types of equipment. It's a incredible thing. The Liberty House has been raided. They're pushing it, folks, and they're just seeing how long it'll take for you to say something. And how about that? I think, you know, November 6th is going to go down. That was just, you know, it's a while ago compared to what, but the impeachment of Cheney, that's a real thing, and the fact that it's gone over to the Judiciary Committee is a whole lot better than, and I really am hoping that we'll all out there encourage John Connors, the chairman, to really take this serious. He had once before talked about it, and I think is now the time. The reality of it is I have to keep reminding everybody, because the boss ain't going to be happy until they're out of office. Nobody's going to really be happy until they're out of office. And even then, we have to make sure that we don't get any of their downline in the office after them. That's what happened in 74. Now, what is going to happen? I'm hoping that you all will understand that when you're listening to BBS Radio, the people that are on this station, the hosts and all, they all have special special talents. That's what makes it so incredible. And that no matter when you listen, you're always going to learn something. And that's an important, important thing. And that is why I continue to do the Mission Possible radio show, where I am, like a lot of people, I really, 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 really live life. I live it. I pay attention to it. I don't forget anything. It's kind of like what Don Newsom said about data, and he was explaining to me. He said, you know, I don't lose data. And that's what's important, you know, is that we have to will ourselves to remember. And the way to do that is to train your mind to be a researcher, to really care about, to look at the calendar, to remember those events that shape our lives. This is how mind control works. They give us events that control our minds. I mean, they gave us 9-1-1, and now every year we remember it, and now we have Homeland Security and all this other stuff. Our whole lives change because of an event. This is how it works. This is how they do it. And the only way for us to break free is to create an event of our own, you know, that will allow us to all break free of their hold on us. Clearly, there has to be, unless they've just bought totally whole, just totally bought the Supreme Court, totally bought the judicial system, that we should be able to exercise the right to go in a different direction. Now, a lot of people arguing about, you know, what exactly and why does the government exist? This is a question can go all the way back to the before we even started the Revolutionary War, as to what is the state's rights, what is it to exist as a country and to be free. But for a lot of people, they believe that the only reason we have a government is to give us the ability to wage war. Now, if that's true, then all the begging for peace, if that is what America is all about, then all the begging for peace and candlelight vigils and all of that is not going to bring us to peace, because obviously the corporations believe that waging war is good for them, you see. It's good for them. Now, that could be because it's been a long time since they had to be the host country for a war. Now we are preparing. It sounds like to me, with the opening up of the borders and the Mexico transport highway and all of that that's going through Canada, and corridors are opening up, that we may be getting what we've been asking for. It's very difficult for me to believe that the boss upstairs is not going to give us a taste of that which we've been giving to everybody else. In America, you know, we've been doing some terrible things to people, and the boss is just trying to remind you of this, you see. It's important that people understand that, you know, it's easy to take over a country when your leaders are vacated. And the way I see it, our president has definitely vacated his sense of decorum. He's going to tell us who the bad people are, you know. This is what they like to do, except that I live in a society where, you know, the prisons aren't for rehabilitation anymore, you know. There's places to torture people. And we have people who say they know who the bad guys are, but it seems like they're the bad guys. And it sounds to me like it's really hard to rehabilitate somebody if they've never been habilitated. And I really think it's pathetic that we live in a country where people are raised to watch television and to watch the flow of narcotics go into their neighborhoods, and then are encouraged with crime shows and TV violence and police shows and alcohol and drug commercials and everything else to come along and decide whether or not they want to be a good guy or a bad guy. And through it all, we have to then find out what is a good guy, what is a bad guy. Yeah. These are the things, you know, we need to ask our legal system, you know, because I see a direct correlation between law enforcement and politics, and it's a thing to behold when the politicians and the police enforcement and law enforcement stand together. I don't know where the citizen stands, you know, and when you have that kind of force, it usually sets itself up to defend big business, not the little guy, but the big corporations, you know. But now we seem to be in a society where the politics is above the law. Now we have violation of prisoners' rights, right? They don't have rights, you see. We have people who are now trying to antagonize countries and create unbearable dialogue with ancient countries and start talking to them like they're children. This is the truth of the matter. The Iran situation is so convoluted, it's almost hard to even begin to talk about it. I thought maybe next week we would talk about that. I'm basically really in a mood to talk about mind control, you know, because this is the way in which they have up to this point gotten as far as they've gotten. Now, they call it mind control, but you could also call it behavior modification. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean from the positive. It can be negative, too. That's what I'm really trying to get into your head. That's why I believe that the statistics about the amount of soldiers that are coming back from Iraq and committing suicides is getting to be high, because I believe that they've been mind-controlled to do just that. And what a neat trick for the Republican Party to do is to create a war and program your soldiers to go fight that war, then to self-destruct, come back home, and kill yourself, kill your family. These are the things that we're dealing with. The training that they undertook, the medications, the vaccinations, the chemicals that they had to put up with, the food. We don't know what the combination of things are that can tax the brain and trip the synapse that can create suicidal thought. Now, this, too, is another training. Because when you talk about, and I tie it into Jonestown, now a lot of people say, well, you should really, you know, you got to be more specific. And I have to be discursive because I only have an hour show. So I try to speak and then come back to a point so that you can follow it. But you have to listen to the archive. That's why it's nice that there are archives. And if you are a member and have your subscription, then you can check out the archives. But my point here is that there is a point in time where you have a thought, that's your premise, and you believe something about pain, or you believe something about what you can get an individual to do, and so you write it down on paper. And then the second part of that is that you've got to create an environment in which you can test it. And this is what I'm telling you is what Jonestown was all about. I believe that it was a CIA mind control terroristic assassination training compound, and that the blacks that were brought down were used as subjects to create the pain, to create the humiliation, to undergo to see how much they would go through and what you could actually do to them. Could you turn their minds? Could you make heterosexuals, homosexuals? They did all kinds of things to these people day in and day out. There is a man, his name is Mark Lane. He was also involved with the JFK assassinations. A lot of you who listen to BBSradio.com probably know who I'm talking about, and he was involved in Jonestown, and makes you wonder, you know, what the heck was you doing, and why was you speaking up so well Jim Jones. You know, I personally knew Danger George Williamson. He remembered when Jim Jones come to town in San Francisco, and he himself was trying to ask people right from the very beginning, why are you calling this man father? This man is nobody's father. He's nobody's father, and nobody was listening. And he got his name Dangerous George, you know, because he was dangerous, because he seen. He know the manner. He know that reverends behave in a certain way, and the stories that would be told, and the incidences, and how many times the L.A. Police Department or the San Francisco Police Department or the political entities all looked the opposite way. And then when Deborah Layton, who escaped from Jonestown, and you can type her name into the search engine, Deborah Layton Blakey, she's the one who actually got Leo Ryan to kind of say, I'm going to go down there and check it out. But prior to that, she had talked to the State Department about it, talked to other people about it, and they basically told her she was lying and she was crazy. And she was trying to tell them that they had had rehearsals and suicide rehearsals and all kinds of things, and that it was strange, that the food wasn't good, that they were holding people their will, that you couldn't get home, they were forced to work 12 hours a day. Doesn't that sound like testing? It sounds like early therapeutic community, and see, the boss knows about that, because 1971 and 72, I was involved in therapeutic communities on the East Coast, and a lot of the trials and tribulations that these people went through in 1978 down in Guyana, it sounds like the same kind of stuff that they were doing in Synanon, and in Integrity House in Newark, New Jersey, and places like Delancey Street in San Francisco. And also that there were people that were sent from these different organizations, you know. So there's a correlation here, and something was going on. But you bet your sweet bippy that we will never know. But yet there are people right now in California sitting in the Senate and in congressional and speakers of the House that truly understand what San Francisco is all about and what California is all about and why all the violence and the testing and in the prison systems and in the mental health systems and the different things that people are subjected to, the spraying in the air. And, you know, I mean, everybody knows that California, and I mean, I haven't been there in 12 years, but everybody knows it's a police state. Everybody knows it's a fascist state. Everybody jokes about it, but it is true. And this 2008, like you said, may be, just like William Shearer said, we may just be one of the first countries to go fascist through free elections, you know. Held and dedicated to and just gone, deliver us over to someone who will finish the deed. And, you know, America, you just have to just understand and listen to BBS Radio that we pray that we can offset all of this. I pray every day. But I also am very practical. And when I see the IRS and the Treasury Department creating all this turmoil, and I see all these mortgages and banks that are having to write down, and the stock market and all of these things, it sounds to me like we're in for a big, big fanny whooping. And that's that can be a very difficult thing to go through. And where you get your information on how to survive and whatnot and how to pray correctly, these are the things that you'll learn on bbsradio.com. Yeah, we're coming into the, see what we got here. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I'm like 15 minutes away from this show. It just goes so fast. I really want you to encourage your local, wherever you are, you're listening. I want you to write letters in support. Send them over to Congress. You know, just go there to John Connors and encourage them to continue to look at this idea of impeaching Cheney. It's true. He's standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. This man had an axe to grind, you know. You got to really understand who these people are And then you got to really test them. We need to challenge these people. They're out of their league here. They are they don't hold no power over us. So we need to encourage our leaders to do what they know to be true, that they need to work to protect our rights and to protect the future generations' rights. You know, we know that the enemy is educated and resourceful. We know that the enemy believes and could be right. And when I mean by the enemy, I mean I'm talking about people within our own government. This isn't like we have to go somewhere. We don't have to find Saddam Hussein. There are people that are in charge of our well-being that can't stand us. Hope we all die. They wish we would just go, you know, away. And the reason you know that is because these people have been purposefully poisoning us, that they have been creating situations where we can have, at a moment's notice, cancer upon us, that they have been trying to test us and putting electrodes in people, and they are operating all of these budgets and storing all of these chemicals and are waiting for someone to give them the word, and boom, my goodness, there it goes. And you'll hear about it maybe on CNN, if you hear about it at all, because I have a feeling that they just don't want us to know, and they want us to think it's coming from someplace else. But I have to tell you, I truly believe that all of the terrorism in the world has been fomented upon us and against the world has all come from our own government. And it's been a long time since we've really examined what the CIA has really been doing. We all thought that 1974 they really got their ears boxed and that they were going to be better. But, you know, and then the Senate Select Committees and all those committees revealed all of that assassinations and things and of leaders and governments. This is how they behave. And the people that are in office now are the very young men back then. That's what I want you to understand. And our deeds travel with us from afar, and what we have been makes us what we are. And these people were thieves. These people were gun runners. These people were drug runners. These people were into arming and financing their side of the argument. And when you really begin to look at it, you can see that these men have sworn allegiance to the Fourth Reich. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but that's why I'm the boss, because I have my finger on the trigger, and the trigger is the truth, and the truth is a dangerous explosive. And all I can tell you is that this is the story, this is the game, this is the hand that we have been dealt. And if we don't call it like we see it, if we rationalize this, that if we defend ourselves against this through erroneous rationalizations, we're going to end up on the losing side of this, which means we're just condemned to have to come back here and deal with it again, because we all ride the carousel. And I think it's important that we really, 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 and I know I'm 55 years old, and there's a lot of other people out there younger and older than me, and we've all experienced a lot. But the last thing I want to do in my lifetime is live a life of regret. That's the most worst thing that can ever happen to an individual, is to live a life of regret. What's important for us to do is to live a life of integrity. And in order to do that, we must pay attention. And we must take part in what's going on. And we must voice our opinion. We must send that opinion out. Make it known. Use all of the available ways in which we can implore our Congress people to do their job, which is to reason the truth and to carry us through with plans that will be solutions for our future generations and for ourselves. This is important, very important. You know, it's time for us to really just keep an eye on these people, you know, and to enforce them to do their job. Yeah, we have when you look at Jonestown and you think about it, you think about, oh, wow, mind control, CIA experiments, it gets out of hand. Is it possible? Of course it is. You type into your search engines, and you just go ahead and you look at another thing for those people, is to look at the Phoenix program, which was a program that was created by the CIA that trained other Vietnamese people to go after other Vietnamese people and to terrorize anybody. And these things were important. They started riots. They pillaged and murdered, and they trained them, and then they called them Viet Cong, but they didn't. They were CIA trained. You see how it works, folks? This is how it works. Our government is the only government that's really good at training terrorists. As a matter of fact, other governments have to send their, you know, people to us to train them. That's why we have advisors and people like, does that make sense? It makes sense to me. I'm living it. I'm seeing it. And I just want you all to know that Jonestown was not a cult of death. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Poor black people were sent down to South America to be used as guinea pigs. Who knows? Electrodes, cloning, vaccination, testing, whatever it is, they had them down there. And when you really look at it, you can see, you know, when you talk about Dr. Mengele, you talk about Borman, you talk about these people that got away, they had to go somewhere. And where they went, they went to places like Brazil, they went to places like Argentina, and they used people like Jim Jones, an American, who was perfect for what they wanted to do. And what we really need to understand is, just like we thought Hitler committed suicide, it's not clear whether or not Jim Jones ever died either. There's a lot going on there. There was boats missing. There was medical staff that was supposed to be there that were never found, and it's suspected that they were all transported away. This is how it all works, folks. That's why, you know, even now you make the correlation, gosh, you can't get the truth about Jonestown. Woo! You look at all that's being happening with 9-1-1 and how so many people are just seeing all through it and science and everything, and still we can't get anybody to move on that one. So it is a hard, hard way to go, but we are going to get there, and that's what it's all about, and we have to continue to look into these things, you know. And when we are subjected to senseless murders and mass murders and shootouts in high schools and things like that, you might want to think about that in terms of coincidence or conspiracies and what they may be trying to do and what the purpose of all of these experiments have been over these years, and what exactly is it that our government wants to control here, to the point where now when you want to travel somewhere, if they suspect you of being terrorist, they may want to go deep into your mind. And if they can go in there and look into your mind, they can also go in there and they can put things in. And that's power. And that's something that I'm not quite sure is covered under the Constitution, is this thing of going into our minds and experiencing and trying to qualify our intentions, you see. And I also want to let everybody know, since I really want to shake the tree here, you know, Mark Lane is a, you know, I'm into conspiracy, and the boss wants to let you know, is Mark Lane still alive? And from JFK to Jonestown, there's something about that guy, and he's living in Virginia, and I never really trusted him, and it's not like I'm calling him a liar or anything, it's just that I'm saying, you've been around a long time, and you know things, and there's an intense racism within our government, and it has it has the blessings of a lot of the agencies that are running through our government. And so I just let anybody out there that really wants to know, Hey, anybody got a line on what Mark Lane is doing these days? Let the boss know, because I haven't forgotten, you know. He was down there. He beat it down there, and somehow or another he escaped being killed. Him and Charles Gary, they all hung out in a tree somewhere. I'm not sure what they did, but all those people, 900 people, 913 people to be exact, and that's a lot of people. You know, and Mark Lane, he's somebody, I don't know, some people might remember him. He was a freedom rider, and he also hung out with Dick Gregory. I think he was Dick Gregory's VP choice in 68. It's an incredible world we live in, and if you remember any of these things, you know that the money's not missing. They've just recirculated it, and it's difficult to find it. So understand, it's nothing missing. Money's not missing. It's just been borrowed and being used, and somewhere along the line, it'll all get back to us. That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, we're going to do the impossible with nothing. So it's November 18th, and I've gotten my opportunity to at least get my 2 cents in about Jonestown and for you all to understand that this is the way in which we've been put to sleep about issues. And when you really look at it, you can see that there was something going on and that it wasn't a mass suicide, that it was murder, and that somebody got away with the murder of 913 people. And I don't want anybody in America or anybody that listens to BBS Radio to ever forget this, because we are, we don't never want to see this repeated again, and so therefore, we have to pay attention to where what our courts are doing, and what the mental health agencies are doing, and what is that, hospital over there for, and we have to start looking in our backyards for the different ways in which we may be, subjecting our fellow man to torture and violence, state sanctioned, and because they're allowed to get away with it because nobody's doing anything about it. That is what it's all about, folks, is that we have to start looking into these things. And I really, you know, when you start talking about all these women from California that are now in powerful positions, you have to look at their husbands. And I'm telling you, you know, like Feinstein, she's married to an investment banker. You know, you got people in real estate, Pelosi real estate, entrenched boxer. These women are very, very rich women, and so you have to also look at that. It's a party line. Sometimes they're not Democrats, they're not Republicans. They're just wealthy people trying to hold on to their money and onto what they believe America is all about. But until we force them to look at some of the scandals and things that they have that they have been involved in and have watched come by and get them to make their stand on world politics and foreign policy and begin to articulate it more clearly as to what they believe and where they're going, then we need to either, you know, stick with them or vote them out. And the boss is saying, I think it's time for us to just rid ourselves of all of these people and somehow or another find the way, the wisdom, to start healing ourselves and protecting ourselves for the future. So this is Mission Possible, and this was my Jonestown Revisited. Yeah, look into it. Type it into your search engines. Do your homework. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll see how it all works, how when certain characters are sent into communities to decimate them, to dissolve them. This is what it's all about. And medical testing and mind control, it's still alive. They're still doing it. We're now going to the ends of the earth, over to Russia, to get the technology, and they're willing to sell it to us. And it will end up in our United States airports, and they will subject us to it. And I just think we need to get a handle on it, folks. So, you know, if you know an attorney, you know, try and get them to explain to you what your constitutional rights are now. Start looking at it, because you don't want to be standing on something and then find out that it don't exist no more. And If it don't exist and you know it before you need to stand on it, we need to get them back. So we need to repeal the Patriot Act. We need to start rescinding a lot of the power that we've given the president. There is no enemy. The enemy was within. We need to look at and get rid of the NSC. We need to begin to, if we're going to have a military, is to have them govern themselves with oversight committees in Congress and get rid of all these civilian agencies that are just places of conspiracy and fomenting treason. So, with that, it's time for me to say goodbye. I hope you all have a great week. Next week, I do believe my direction will be more on the Patriot Act and this whole thing of the Liberty Dollar being raided. So, hold tight. Do something good for somebody this week, and I'll see you next week. This is the boss saying, see ya!